Welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to its new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection. Numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last few years, I've acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into like cubbyholes with about 150 to 200 records in each section. I'm going to be choosing records from one of these sections, and I'm going to be randomly selecting them off the wall of our studios and playing them for you. That's right, playing the actual vinyl records that have been in the WTBR archives for decades. Now, each record in our collection has a catalog number listed on it, and this coincides with the order in which it was received by the WTBR DJs back in the day. Its first two digits represent the year it came in, and the remaining three or four digits will tell you the order in which they received the LP. Now, tonight we're going back to the year 1983, and we're going to hear some random music today. And we're going to start off with a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer who had a giant career, been in some other bands, solo artist, played every type of music, and that's Neil Young. In 1983, he was putting out an album on Geffen Records called Everybody's Rockin' by Neil Young and the Shocking Pinks. this was a kind of funny story. His last album was an album called Trans, which is very computer vocoder heavy. Then he put together an album called Old Ways and submitted that, which was all country. And David Geffen at his record label, Geffen Records, said, well, this doesn't sound like you. I want a rock record. So he said, fine. Got together a bunch of musicians that he hadn't really done an album with before or since and came out with this 25-minute long album called Everybody's Rockin', which is all full of rockabilly tunes. And the album only peaked at number 46. After this album came out, David Geffen actually sued Neil Young, saying, hey, your music doesn't sound like it should. And that did not work out well for Geffen. Worked out great for Neil. So here you go. We're going to listen to a cover tune here. Here's Neil Young and the Shocking Pinks doing Mystery Train right now on Random Draw.
To my baby and gone. Train, coming round the bend.
Mystery train.
Train, coming round the bend.
Because
she's mine, all mine.
Train,
coming down.
talks. It'll tell you a story. Money talks. Says strange things. Money talks. Very loudly. You'd be surprised. A friend you can buy with small change. They say it's a root of all evil. They say gold is a king. Money talk. You better believe it. All that gold don't mean a thing. Thank you.
Back It Up by Robin Trower. Before that, we heard Money Talks by J.J. Cale. And we started the show off today with Neil Young and the Shocking Pinks and their cover of Mystery Train, the song made famous by Elvis Presley. Now, that J.J. Cale song, Money Talks, was taken from his eighth album, an album called Number 8, which was on Mercury Records catalog number 83-625 here at WTBR, and this was his eighth album from this Oklahoma native. He had recently moved a few years before this to California to try to get away from the Midwest scene, and he made like three or four albums out there, and this was the last one he made out in California, and unfortunately, it was the first album of J.J.'s that did not chart anywhere in the U.S., so there you go. That was that was J.J. Cale with Money Talks. Not to be confused with AC/DC's song Money Talks, but all right. Robin Trower, Back It Up. That was the third song we played, and it was a title track from his album called Back It Up. Robin Trower was a guitarist who was in Procol Harum, and then he went out on his own and with the Robin Trower Band put out a series of really great albums in the late 70s, early 80s. This album, 1983, Back It Up, which is catalog number 83-601 here at WTBR, was his final album for Chrysalis Records, and it was the last one to feature James Dewar on vocals, sort of that classic sound of the Robin Trower Band, and the album peaked at 191 here in the States. So that was Robin Trower with the song Back It Up. All right, we're going to switch gears now and get away from some of the rock stuff, and we're going to get to some more new wave kind of stuff, early 80s kind of music. This is the eclectic part of the 80s, and we're going to start off with a Scottish group called Aztec Camera, who were formed in 1980, and they would release six albums during their time as a group. Now, only one person, a guy named Roddy Frame, stayed with the group for the entire run of the Aztec Camera discography. Now, this debut album that we're going to listen to is an album called Highland Hard Rain. It's on Sire Records, catalog number 83-523 here at WTBR, and it would be their highest charting album in the States at number 129. Did much better over in the UK, hitting number 22. And the single I'm going to play for you right now, Oblivious, is also hit number 47 over there. So here's Aztec Camera right now with Oblivious. We'll be right back.
stay away inside, won't you, baby? You got my heart trippin'. Stay away inside, won't you, baby? Who's it gonna be? All I do is think about you 24 hours a day, yeah. All I do is talk about you. There's nothing else to say. And if you don't wanna fly, you better leave that a fella.
Make up your mind.
If you want me to stay,
make up your mind.
If you want me to stay, another day's gone by feeling helpless. I haven't heard from you. Another day's gone by feeling worthless. I wonder who you chose. I'm hanging on, I'm so confused. If it's me or not, yeah. I've gotta know who made my move for someone that wants to be mine.
Me to stay, make up your mind.
West and their song Lucifer Sam. Then we heard before that High Fashion and the song Make Up Your Mind. And we started off the second set of music with Aztec Camera and their song Oblivious. Now, High Fashion were a New York group of vocalists that were put together by a producer in 1980, and they were given the name High Fashion to sort of conjure up the fashion world of New York City. This was their second of two albums they were released. It's an album called Make Up Your Mind, and it's on Capitol Records, catalog number 83-530. Like I said, it features three vocalists and a bunch of studio musicians. They put out a couple albums, and then they disappeared down their merry way. So there, you know, that's the way it goes a lot of times in the music industry. That was High Fashion with Make Up Your Mind. Then we played a group called True West, who were a California rock band formed in 1982. And they were part of the scene known as the Paisley Underground of the 80s. And this was basically like California rock that mixed psychedelica with, you know, rich harmonies and layered guitars and that sort of thing. I always think of like the Birds or the Love being sort of the precursors to that kind of sound. Now, the song we played off of this album, it's an album called True West. It's catalog number 83-508 here at WTBR. We played a song called Lucifer Sam, which was a cover of a Pink Floyd song written by Syd Barrett. Now, the cool thing that was really good about the psychedelica of it all was that on the single to this song, on the B-side, they just played the same song but played it backwards. That original song by Pink Floyd was on their album Piper at the Gates of Dawn. So that was True West with Lucifer Sam. All right, we're going to take a break right now on Random Draw. We'll be right back in just a moment to hear some more great random tunes from the year 1983. So stay tuned.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu.
And from Sandrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Massachusetts. Retractable awnings, retractable screen, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. online at Sondrini.com.
Every Sunday night at 10 p.m., something strange happens to the airwaves of WTBR-FM. It's called The Mix. It is an experience like no other on this part of the planet. Witness a collection of fresh and classic beats that are guaranteed to make you move. The best part is, it is mixed completely live, uncut, unedited. So, for an exciting end to the weekend, tune your radio to WTBR-FM Sunday nights from 10 to midnight for The Mix.
Wonder what happened to those great local PCTV channels? Did you lose them? No worries, they're still there. Go to cable channels 1301, 1302, and 1303 to watch the best local content on television. News and information, sports and entertainment, city council, school committee, July 4th parade. It's all there waiting for you. Pittsfield Community Television. For over 30 years, we are still your local television.
This is Kevin Cahill from the Sunday Sounds of Ireland show, which you can listen to every Sunday on WTBR 89.7 at 10 a.m. You will hear the jigs, you will hear the reels, the fiddles, the bowrons, and the bagpipes, Paddy Riley, the Wolf Tones, the Chieftains, and even some cranberries. So listen to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland every Sunday at 10 a.m. here at WTBR 89.7.
Struggling with technology? Can't find reliable information online? Ready to toss your phone? PCTV is here to help. From filtering emails to making video calls, our free digital navigation services have you covered. Visit us at 4 Federico Drive, Pittsfield, or call 413-445-4234. Our friendly navigator will help you step by step, even if you don't know where to start. Brought to you by PCTV and the Alliance for Digital Equity, bridging the digital divide one connection at a time.
Now, streaming live on the web, WTBRFM.com.
All I know is you never had the makings of a varsity athlete.
Did I just tell you not to say that again?
WTBR.
And we are back here on Random Draw. I want to take this opportunity to remind you to subscribe to the podcast of Random Draw wherever you get podcasts from. You know where those places are. I always say the easiest place to start with is go right to our website, and that's at WTBRFM.com. While you're there, you can get the podcast from my show, get all the other great podcasts for all the other great shows, see a full schedule of programming, submit your own idea for a radio show, and there's a nice button at the top that says donate, and we certainly appreciate anything you can do to help us keep the lights on and the record spinning here at WTBR. All right, let's jump back into the music from 1983, and we're going to start with a British supergroup that was formed by members of Yes, ELP, King Crimson, and other bands, and that's a group called Asia. In 1983, they were putting out their second album, an album called Alpha, and that was on Geffen Records, catalog number 83-638. Now, their debut album was the biggest-selling album in 1982, according to Bill War Records. That's right, the biggest-selling album. And, you know, their second album did just as good, I guess. You know, it went platinum. It wasn't the biggest-selling album. Had some hit singles on it, including the song we're going to play for you right now. It's a number 10 hit for off this album, and it's the first track on the album called Don't Cry. So here is Asia right now on Random Draw with Don't Cry.
You had before you
That was Dokken with Breaking the Chains. Before that, we heard Heart with How Can I Refuse? And we started off the second half of the show with Asia and their song Don't Cry. Now, that Heart song was taken from their last album with Epic Records. It's an album called Passion Works. It's on catalog number 83-598 here at WTBR. Again, it was the end of sort of like the first phase of their career. After they moved off of Epic Records, they went over to Capitol Records and had a big comeback just a couple years later with their self-titled album Heart on Capitol Records. A bunch of songs, These Dreams Alone. You know all the Heart songs from the 80s. Now, this album reached number 39 on the charts back in 1983. And the single that I played for you, How Can I Refuse, was just outside the top 40 and peaked number 44. But there is Heart with How Can I Refuse? And that Dokken song, Breaking the Chains, was taken from the album Breaking the Chains, which came out in 1983, and it's catalog number 83-608 here at WTBR. Now, the interesting thing is the album was originally released over in Europe in 1981, slightly different album color on the color. Instead of red, it's more bluish. And then they decided to sort of remix it, re-record some tracks, reprogram it, remaster it, re-everything, and re-release it to the rest of the world in 1983 as their debut album for sort of the whole world. Now, that song I played for you, Breaking the Chains, hit number 32 on the mainstream rock charts in the States. Not one of their biggest hits, but certainly up there. So again, that was Dokken with Breaking the Chains. All right, we got time for a few more tracks before we have to get on out of here. We're going to start with artist again, who was very big in the late 70s, early 80s in the new wave scene. That's Elvis Costello. And we're going to play a hit song of his, Every Day I Write the Book. And it was taken from his eighth album called Punch the Clock, which was on Columbia Records here in the States, catalog number 83-541. The album went to number 24 here in the United States, but went to number 3 over in the UK. And the song that I'm playing for you, Every Day I Write the Book, was a top 40 hit in America, peaking at number 36. So here's Elvis Costello and the Attractions right now with their song, Every Day I Write the Book, right now on Random Draw.
When you find strange hands.
Robert Plant with In the Mood. Before that, we heard Wham with Bad Boys. And we started off this last set of music with Elvis Costello and the Attractions and their song Every Day I Write the Book. Now, that song Bad Boys by Wham was taken from their debut album called Fantastic. And that's fantastic, all right. It hit number one over in the UK. It's on Columbia Records, catalog number 83-569 here in the States. Now, it's listed in the States here as the group titled Wham UK. I guess there was some confusion with another group, but again, they just became Wham. They didn't last that long as a group, but of course, their singer George Michael would go on to international acclaim and have all the giant solo hits and everything like that. Now, like I said, this song here topped the charts. Their album topped the charts, and the single hit number two. Here in America, the album only reached number 83, and the single didn't do much better at number 60, but they would have a chain of hits. They only released basically two albums in every territory. There were different albums in different places. Everyone got Fantastic, and then they had a couple more albums that some countries got them and some didn't, and they ended their career in 1986 with a giant concert over in Wembley Stadium. So that was Wham and their song Bad Boys. And we close the show out today with Robert Plant and his song In the Mood. It was taken from his second solo album called The Principle of Moments. And it's catalog number 83-543 here at WTBR. Now, the album was a top 10 smash on both sides of the Atlantic, while the single In the Mood hit number 39 here in the States. But, of course, he's Robert Plant, so everyone knows him from Led Zeppelin and all those great tunes. So even if the song doesn't chart high, it's still going to get some radio play because it's Robert Plant. So that was his song, In the Mood. Well, that wraps it up for us here at Random Draw. If you'd like to learn more about WTBR or even have an idea for your own show, please visit WTBRFM.com. So until next time here on Random Draw, I've been your host, David Cachet, and we'll see you later.